Books on Tape presents Somebody Else's Daughter by Elizabeth Brundage. Read by Bernadette Dunn with Mark Bramhall.
Summer, 1989. We left San Francisco that morning, even though your mother was sick. It was a pretty day, the sun shimmering like a gypsy girl's tambourine. I thought it would be good for her to get out into the sunshine because it had been a long few weeks of rain and her skin had gone gray as oatmeal, and she had this dull look flaming up in her eyes. You were sleeping in your little rocking seat, and I had your things all packed. We didn't have much. It was time to go, but Kat wanted me to wash her hair first, said she couldn't go out looking like that. Holding her head in my hands, I could feel her, bright with fever. From behind, she looked like a healthy schoolgirl, just her sweet body and that long, yellow hair. Then she'd turn around and you'd get pins in your heart. I wrapped her head in a towel and said, "You take your meds today, kitty cat." And she nodded with her long face, the kind of woman you'd see in a museum up on the old canvases, a woman washing clothes or out in the fields, a strong body with large, capable hands, and this wisdom in her eyes because she knows more than you. She hated the idea that she was sick, and even with you so small she was still shooting drugs. Dope kept her comfortable. It had always been her favorite thing to do, and that's the truth. You could see it just after she put the needle in. Like an angel, her face would go hazy and beautiful, like so much fog. She dreamed of horses, she said. She told me she'd come into the world wanting to ride, wanting to be near the big, dark creatures. Horses understood her.